Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way. Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. I couldn't hit record fast enough. I have been so excited to talk to you about something that I overheard. And when I overheard it, I immediately got my phone out to write down something that was said. And it's probably been 3 or 4 days since I heard it and the difference that it has made in my focus at work, in my compliance or consistency with nutrition and working out, even the difference that it's made in keeping up with the stuff in my house, laundry and dishes and toys and vacuuming and all of those kinds of things. And what makes me feel the best is probably the difference that it's made in my focus time playing with my kids has been huge. So I was listening to this guy talk about his Facebook group. I know, random, right? And he has a Facebook group for business owners. He was sharing that he is very, very ruthless, essentially, about removing people from the group who promote something that they're doing, or if they're like posting a joke meme or things that probably wouldn't get you removed from a Facebook group normally. But his reason is what really struck me. He was basically saying, I don't give people second chances or third chances. Like, it's not a Facebook group where we're social or where we joke or post unrelated things or promote ourselves. Not that there's anything wrong with those things in general or doing them in your own space. But here's what he said. He said, in my group, I want to make sure to separate between the signal and the noise. I want to differentiate between the signal and the noise and make sure that this group is just the signal and not the noise. And when he said that, separate the signal from the noise, that's when I got my phone out and wrote that down. Separate signal from noise. And he was explaining that, you know, if you have those radios that pick up truckers and different things like that on the police channel, you just want it to be police business, right? You don't want, oh, this funny trucker guy who sometimes has hysterical one-liners. You don't want him on there, even though he's really funny, right? You want to make sure that the police channel is just the valuable info they need. Only the stuff they need, nothing else. And you might be wondering, like, why did I want to talk about this on the podcast? It was immediately clear to me how many of us are struggling and are inconsistent because we are distracted due to the fact that we allow a lot of noise that dilutes the signal. I think about it, the first thing that came to my mind when I was thinking about it was my work email. So even if I'm signing up for somebody's newsletter that is related to my work, I don't sign up with my work email. Right? Even if it's like a subscription that I use for my work, like QuickBooks, I don't use my work email because I don't want that stuff cluttering up my work email. Promotions or even just information I could read, like, oh, here's a really interesting message from Boss Babe about optimizing Black Friday. I don't want that to distract me when I'm in work mode. right? I just want it to be the stuff that I absolutely need for my work, and everything else goes to a different email address. And that is part of how I make sure to distinguish between signal and noise. So I want you to think about this. In your life, what is signal and what is noise? What is signal and what is noise? When I was thinking about where I need to make some shifts in my life around this, the signal being the valuable stuff I need to remain on my path and the noise being everything else, I was thinking about social media, right? And I use social media for my work. So it's not all just a distraction. It's not all a waste of time. But I get on my computer and maybe I have to post in a Facebook group. I need to give my consistency course clients a link or replay. And then I see 6 other comments. And when I went on to post this one link, now I've also replied to these 6 comments. And then I, in my feed, I see a comment from my husband in our town group, and he's debating chickens and roosters. And I start reading the exchange that they're having. And then I see an ad for this Christmas train experience for kids. So then I text my mom to see if she can babysit the twins. And I'm looking at the website to see if I can schedule a train ride for my toddler. Right, or I go on Instagram to post something to promote a podcast episode of mine, and I see, oh, this girl that I like that just had a baby is on a podcast. I want to listen to this podcast, and I click through to it. Now, instead of working, I'm listening to her podcast, or this product that I really wanted is back in stock, so I'm grabbing a link and I'm adding it to my Christmas list, and I'm texting my husband. There is a lot of noise, and so even if we know what we want to do or what we should do, even when we have that plan, the noise that distracts from the signal is why we struggle, part of why we struggle to execute so much. There are so many situations in which we know what we need to do, what we intend to do, what our goals are, and yet still we're not using our time well, or we're not following through on the thing that we said we would do. We feel overwhelmed. And I believe that if we could not only get better at differentiating between signal and noise, but also protecting ourselves from the noise, recognizing that it is noise and not going down the rabbit hole, everything can get easier. Everything can get easier. I recognize this a lot in my clients. And something that came up recently was somebody had messaged me essentially a celebratory message of like, I've been doing so well reducing my sugary indulgences. I feel so proud of myself. I've been consistent and I haven't been holding to myself to the standard of perfection, but I'm just doing better and better and better. And I'm like, that's great. That's fantastic. Well, the next day, somebody posts in our group a success story of their intermittent fasting work and what a big difference it's made for this and that and the other thing. And then that first person who had emailed me the day before celebrating her success messages me again and says, oh, should I be doing intermittent fasting? I saw so-and-so's post and it's really working for them. Do you think that I should add that? She was on a really great path. And then this noise came in. And all she could hear was the noise that distracted her from the signal, right? The signal being your path, your objective. What is pulling you away from your path, from your objective? And what can you do about it? I think that the first thing is to really look at your life and the different areas of your life and see where this is happening. Ask yourself, is this signal, is this noise? Do I know what the path is? And then can I differentiate between everything else? Is it that you're jumping from one plan or program to the next? You were consistent with this thing, but then you listened to a podcast about that thing and you decided, I'm going to give that a try. And you're letting in a ton of noise that is a constant distraction and becomes the source of your inconsistency. Is the signal what you know you need to do for your health and fitness? And the noise is just every indulgence and every opportunity. And it's a holiday party and it's Thanksgiving and it's this and it's that. Is that the noise? Getting distracted by every indulgence that comes across your mind's eye. Is it advertisements on social media? You know you have a budget, you have financial goals, but then you say, oh, but it's on sale. Oh, they're doing this great promotion. Oh, I can save a couple hundred bucks if I get this right now. And so in pursuit of saving 200, you spend 400. Is it gossip? You know, you really want to connect with people and build friendships. The signal is relationship building, but the noise is gossip, talking about other people. Is it jumping from task to task to task on your list without finishing the one that you started? I posted on Instagram a few days ago that my toxic trait, have you ever seen those posts where somebody's like, my toxic trait is that I go to fill up my glass of water in the dispenser on the fridge door, and then I do one quick thing. God forbid I could just stand there while the cup fills. I go to do one quick thing, like throw something away in the trash or grab my vitamins. And the next thing I know, I've forgotten about the water and the floor is covered in 20 cups of water. Or I go to pick up something off the floor. And then the next thing I know, I'm looking at the twins. And I'm like, why are you guys wet? Why is everybody soaked? Oh, it's because I overflowed my cup again because I got distracted. And I know that that's a silly example, but it is an example of noise, of not being able to distinguish between signal and noise and getting distracted. And the distraction takes us away from that thing that we were doing. Do you recognize it? And what will you shift? So one thing, I want to share with you a couple of things that I'm doing to help me with this, because this notion of separating the signal from the noise really resonates with me. I'm committed to a specific routine with my fitness between now and the end of the year. And I know that there are going to be podcasts or posts from people or pieces of information that I come across that I'm like, oh, I should do that. Oh, I should try that. Oh, I should. And what I am committed to doing is just saving those things into a folder that I won't even, like, I'm not going to explore it until January. And if starting in January, I want to switch things up, that's cool. But right now, I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing with my pliability, my durability, the lifting workouts from Morgan and working out with my trainer, walking every single day. I know that I'm going to see, especially with Black Friday, like, oh, you know, I really, really wanted a Nordic bench. No, it's just, yes, it might be on sale, but I'm not adding anything right now. So I can bookmark the link, put it in that folder, come back to it in January, but I am locked in and refusing to be distracted between now and the end of the year, right? The other thing that I'm doing is before I start something, whether that is recording this podcast or cooking dinner or going downstairs to play with the kids or taking a shower, I'm telling myself this time is for doing a podcast. So even though I can see my email inbox in the background, in the screen behind my recording software, an email popping in, I'm not looking at it. Like, this is a time for the podcast. So even if I see all of a sudden there's 2, then 4, then 20 Facebook notifications, I'm not clicking over there. This is time for the podcast. This is time for playing with Roman. So because this is time for playing with Roman, I'm not going to respond to my text messages. I'm not going to be scrolling on Instagram. I'm not going to think like, oh, I have a second to sweep the floor. No, this time is for playing with Roman. This time is for making dinner. I'm defining what that block of time is for. So I don't need in that time to be like, I should pick up the living room in between the stirring of the pot, like, or the chopping of the garlic. No, just because I'm in the kitchen, I do not need to reorganize the refrigerator, empty out things that have gone bad. This is time for making dinner, period, the end. And I'm really getting more deliberate about defining that. When it comes to budgeting, there's this saying that like give every dollar a name so that once you get paid, you know this amount goes to your mortgage and this amount goes to electric and this amount goes to savings and this amount is set aside for groceries and this amount is set aside for miscellaneous or eating out or daycare or whatever it is. And I think that there's a lot of value in treating your time that way too, right? Give every minute, every increment of time a name. It's not just, okay, I'm free to work from 8 until 11. It's 8 to 8:40 is podcast. 8:40 to 9 is email. 9 to 9:20 is social media messaging. 9:20, give this time a name. It's not, all right, I'm done with work, so I'm back on mom duty. It's 11:30 to 11:45 is prepping lunch for the kids. And 11:45 to 12:15 is sitting down to eat with them and talk to them. Right? And then there's a 5-minute increment of cleaning up. And then there was a 10-minute increment of putting kids down for a nap. Instead of trying to do everything and saying yes to every single distraction along the way and wondering why you feel like a chicken with your head cut off, it's because you're not distinguishing between signal and noise. Right? Maybe you want to make your marriage better, but you're complaining a lot about your spouse or you're engaging with other people who are complaining about their spouses. There's just a lot of noise in that channel. That channel is for improving your relationship, and you are inviting in all of this noise. Signal versus noise. I love to think about this guy who, even though he could make a case that this person should stay in the Facebook group, he has decided this is pure signal. There is no noise here. So if it is not signal, it is noise. If it is not exactly what we need and exactly the purpose of this community, it's noise and it goes. Because he's very clear on what he wants to deliver, on what he wants to do, on what he wants to accomplish. And I think that we can apply this very powerfully to our nutrition. How much noise is there in your head about what you should eat, if you should eat, how much, what about tomorrow, should you, shouldn't you, you said you would, but it's no big deal, you'll do better tomorrow. Honestly, for so many people, and I was one of these people for most of my life, that nutrition channel is like 90% noise, 10% signal. And even if you got to the place where it was 50% signal and 50% noise, you'd be a whole lot more consistent and less overwhelmed. I think the same thing is true with work. So many folks are overwhelmed and frustrated at work, but that work channel in their mind, that work channel of time, is 80% noise and 20% signal. 80% frustrations, distractions, disappointment, gossip, whining, replaying the past, and very little actual purpose-driven, aligned energy. Signal versus noise. Start with, where is this an issue for me in my life? Can I differentiate between inputs that are signal and inputs that are noise? Can I get in a habit of checking myself moment by moment when I'm doing things? Is this signal? Is this noise? Is this aligned with my purpose or is this a distraction from it? How can I set myself up to have less noise? To be distracted less often by noise. And I'd love to know what you guys think about this. I would love to know where you see this showing up for you in your life, what you're going to do about it. So often when we talk about things here on the podcast, it's a starting point. It's not just you hear it once and poof, it's magically impacting your life. No, we have to take it and then we have to workshop it. We have to get engaged with it. We have to get our hands dirty. We've got to roll up our sleeves and do something. And that's true of most episodes, certainly true here. Before we jump off, so this episode is airing on the 20th of November. On the 21st of November, that is a Tuesday, November 21st, I am going live with my dear friend and incredible trainer, Morgan Bungers, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you have not registered for that, this is your last chance. Register for it. You're not going to want to miss it. You can go to primalpotential.com/webinar to register if you haven't already. primalpotential.com/webinar. Here's why it matters. It is mind-blowing to me that in 2023, there is still so much misinformation around fitness and health. So much marketing that has people going in either a wrong direction with their fitness or a direction at best that isn't aligned with what they really need for health and longevity and injury prevention and healthy body composition and all of these different things, right? There's so many people who think like, oh, well, I'm walking. Oh, well, I'm riding my Peloton, so I'm good. And listen, I'm all for walking, and I don't think that there is anything in the world wrong with cardiovascular fitness. The Pelotons and the, you know, the jogging or the dance class or whatever. Like, I think that stuff is good and it's great and it is not bad, but it all is also not complete for your health and your longevity. Every single one of us, no matter how old we are, no matter what stage of fitness we're in, no matter if we move at home or we have access to a gym or we never want to go into a gym in our lives, every single one of us needs to be prioritizing strength building. It doesn't matter to me if you are 20 or you are 70. You need to be prioritizing strength building. And I know that a lot of people have fears and questions and doubts and years of programming of misinformation that Morgan and I are going to clear up. That is what we want to do. That is what we need to do. And I really believe that all of our health and longevity depend on it. I had Morgan actually come on the in our consistency course group and just answer questions from folks in the consistency course for about an hour and a half last week. And the misunderstandings and myths that he cleared up, I had so many people messaging me going, I had no idea. I didn't understand it. He explained it so well. I want you to make this investment in your health. You just go to primalpotential.com/webinar to register. primalpotential.com/webinar. We will be live and answering all of your questions. This is a free webinar. We also will be introducing a program that we are doing together to help people who want support in building strength wherever they're at in their life, whether they're a beginner or maybe they're an intermediate. They've worked out before, but haven't focused maybe on strength building. They have questions, fears, reservations, doubts, restrictions around that. And there's going to be some incentives that we only offer to folks who are on there with us on the 21st. And we're going to be announcing some special, like Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday, Black Friday kind of pricing. And that will be limited time. So, do try to be there with us live if you are able. It is 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 21st, and that's Eastern Standard Time. Go to primalpotential.com/webinar, primalpotential.com/webinar to register. And I hope to see you there tomorrow. Have a great day.